Oh, good question. Is there, are there, what are the aims of female activists? Well, are there female activists is probably the first thing to think about. I don't think there would be probably any women who would have ascribed or, you know, subscribed to the word activist. It's not an 18th century word, but certainly there are women who are active, who are involved in various ways. What are their aims? Well, again, they vary a great deal. So if you have someone who's actively involved in electioneering, and I'll take it in that sense, usually it's around family aims or personal aims in some sort, but it's around the nature of family. This is a familial political world on the whole, and the connections are around family, maintaining status in the community or claiming status in the community, and also claiming or making claims to something that's going to give benefit to the family. So you may be campaigning an election or supporting your family interest in an election because of the fact that this is the family interest and this is sort of the family business, and you're then supporting whoever it is and you're doing what is necessary, whether you're stepping in for, you know, a husband or a brother and then stepping back out, or you're actually involved yourself because you're protecting an interest for your son who's coming up or something like that. That's all possible. But there's also other ways of being politically active. And one of the things, again, is about patronage. If you want to get places, sinecures, basically advance your family, patronage is absolutely central to understanding the 18th century world and to understanding politics. And so the idea of being an activist doesn't mean that you are necessarily out on the street canvassing like the Duchess of Devonshire is, or other women are, or Lady Susan Keck, who supposedly takes her husband's horses and goes off, you know, to canvass across Oxfordshire in 1753, 1754. It may mean that you're sitting at your writing desk, you know, sort of the equivalent of a political Jane Austen, firing off letters to the Duke of Newcastle or to William Pitt, saying, you know, my family has done this, 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 and this in support of the state. We have been incredibly loyal. We have done this kind of service. Or sometimes it's, I've done this kind of service. I've been a maid of honor. I've done this, I've done that. And then claiming patronage, a right to support, a right to perhaps money and a pension, certainly right, a possibility of requesting a sinecure, a place for a son, a client of some sort. So there's kinds of activism vary. At the top end of society, among the political elite, you will have women who open their houses. There will be women who act as political hostesses, who make sure that young men are introduced to the right people, that kind of string pulling of politics, the knitting together of a political world is being done in domestic situations, often in London during the season, a very important place, but also you'll find this in lower levels, in lower ways, operating in the provinces as well.